Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha, it's a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. The middle wall of separation has come down. The ancient Jewish anointing is merged with the new covenant Christian anointing to form what Paul calls one new man. And when these two anointings come together, we have the glory that God originally intended for the congregation. I have a woman in my studio. Her name is Christine Wizera, and Christine is from Rwanda. She's a survivor of the Rwanda Holocaust in a three-month period from 1990 to 94. The war went on, but in a three-month period, 1 million people were murdered. It's a Holocaust. She survived. She was not a Christian. She should not have survived. Time and again, bombs would go off and everyone would die except her. She was in a place where her own family was murdered, and she wasn't even a Christian, and she knew she had to leave. Had she stayed there, she would have been dead too. She says even today, "Why me, God? Why did you spare me? And a million of my people and my own family were murdered." So she left Rwanda, she wanted a little peace, and she goes to another African country, Congo. And she doesn't speak the language, she has no money, she's a young person. I mean, she stood no chance. And again, God's hand spared her life because she walked into another war. And then she decided, well, I'm just going to see my family and die. I'm going to go back to Rwanda. And she, the minute her foot touched the ground in her home country, she didn't know it, but a revival had happened. The whole country had changed, and she started shaking with the Holy Spirit. And she found herself going to a born-again church. She got saved. And tell me about the time the fire of God came on you.
Yes, after I got saved in the revival of Rwanda, many people, God spoke prophecy to us that He is sending us all over the world to take this fire. For me, I was sent to United States, where God told me, "You know why you are coming here? I have set you apart." So I came in United States in 97, but when I came, even though supernaturally God granted me to go to school, I was not like anybody else. I knew why I came. So I was a new Christian, but God took me through a time of sanctification and seeking. I sought God for what appeared to be 7 years, and in 2004, we had the Rwanda revival here in the United States, and that's when I was ordained. During that time, the fire of God came upon me, and my life has never, never again been the same. Today, I walk in signs and wonders, and I feel the shaking. I feel the fire of God. The voice of God has become so clear that we are living the last day, that only the people who have this fire will be able to change this world, this United States, and all over the world. So that happened in 2004, when a man of God came from Rwanda to ordain me in a revival meeting in Ohio.
Tell me, because we hear the word fire. I understand. I've been to revival meetings in Toronto, Pensacola. I've seen people shake under the power of God. What is the fire of God? What did you experience? I know that this is hard to explain in human language, but explain to me, Christine. What is this fire? What did it do to you? What does it feel like?
This is what the fire of God is. The Bible talks about God as a God who is a consuming fire. If you read the Bible in the book of Daniel, it talks about God whose throne is ablaze with flames of fire. And it talks also the river of fire even flowing before the throne of God. Now, when you seek God, you seek, you keep seeking, you get to where you and God become one. When you become one with God, His fire comes all over you. Why do you need this fire? This fire you need because without fire, there is no passion. You cannot serve God in your own strength. And some people just get baptized with the Holy Spirit. They speak in tongues. That's it. But God wants to tell you today, speak in a tongue. Yes, receive the Holy Spirit. But don't stop there, because the Bible says that when He comes, that Jesus Christ, He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and the fire. The fire of God is the power of God that comes upon you and it purifies you. It's the power which stays from morning to evening. Your mind cannot but think about Jesus Christ when you receive the fire of God.
Christine, you said something that's very important. There are many that have had an encounter with God. They might even call it the fire of God, the presence of God, but then it lifts. It's just from time to time. Are you saying that we can, could, and should walk in His presence 24 hours a day, 7 days a week?
Yes. That's what happened to me. From the year 2000, the time I got baptized with the Holy Spirit, my heart is always thinking about God. My heart is always crying out, God, I love you. There is no moment that my mind shifts from thinking about God. And at the same time, I do His work, but my heart is always with God. You see, sometimes Christian, we get used to the Christian life, and so we start making quick visitation to the Lord. But God
Because we're so busy.
Yes, we are so busy. And we come, we give God 5-10 minutes. But if you read the book of John, it talks, abide in me. I have tried before I got baptized in the fire to abide in Christ. But I will go there, but a few minutes, my mind is out. But after I got baptized in the Holy Spirit and the Holy Fire, because this is a fire which purifies you. And so you walk by the Spirit, not in the flesh. And so you are able to abide in the presence of God. Because the flesh and the blood will not abide in His presence. But the man who walks by the Spirit, he will stay in the presence of God.
Now, I know God has given you dreams and visions of things that have happened in the past, and we'll get into that later on. But has God given you any indication prophetically as to what is going to happen in the United States of America?
Yes.
What have you seen?
Many times I have dreams and visions. I can't say that I understand all of them. Sometimes I say I don't understand, and I don't understand until later. But one thing God has shown me, He opened my eyes to where I saw His angels pouring the fire upon the earth. There is a big revival coming. But you, people of God, understand this. It's not possible to receive the fire of God when you live in the flesh. If you want the fire of God, pray and purify yourself, then you will be able to receive the fire. When you receive the fire, you will be a channel through which God will work and touch His people. There is a big revival coming upon the earth. And that's why God wants to separate us from the world, from the things of this world, so that we can walk in the power. There is a big revival coming to United States of America and all over the states. But before this happens also, we will see much of evil. There is so much evil happening.
Have you seen what is going to happen in a bad way, in a judgment way, in the United States of America?
Yes. United States of America, things are not going to get better as far as evil is concerned. The enemy is planning, inventing new things to come against the continent of United States. There is a possible, I have seen in my dreams, many bombs falling under the continent of the United States. Last week, I saw even in United States a war happening, and they were using ground forces.
You know, Christine, I think that those Christians that do not experience God's presence 24/7, do not experience His fire, they're going to forget they're Christians when things get really bad in America. Why this book? Why now? Why did you just write this book, Christine?
Yes.
What's the purpose?
When I came to the United States of America, God had told me I will write a book, but he told me to wait on him. I finished college, I make good money, so I said, this is a good time to write. He said, no. And then there was a time of seeking God for 8 months where I was not working. All I did was pray all day long. And then at night, wait on the Lord. And during one of those months, the Lord told me, it's time to write the book. When he said write, I protested. I said, no. I don't have any money. I'm not working. But God says, it's my book. I'm going to make it available. And so I went ahead and wrote. I didn't know why, but when I was in the middle of almost finishing it, the Lord said, the message of fire has to go out because my people are hungry. Some of my people are confused. When they see this message of fire, they are going to be more thirsty, more hungry for me, and they will want to know what is it about the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the Holy Fire.
Now you talk about... In your book and in my notes here, you talk about sometimes you'll pray all night long.
Yes.
Most American Christians could not do that. Why? Do you find it difficult?
The first time when I saw so much evil happening in the United States, I saw people doing witchcraft openly and nobody's doing something. I said, Lord, I need to do something. The Lord told me, then you need to seek me more. You need my power. And I started praying. The first time I would pray 20 minutes, it's very hard. But then every single day I persevered. I endured. I would go, if I did 20 minutes, the next day I would do 25. And I kept enduring. It got to a point where I can't help it. I just love it. What I can't afford is the time. Sometimes I don't have time.
So what you said is you passed a realm where it's something that you desire.
Yes.
Rather than
yes.
You force yourself to
yes,
do it.
Yes, yes. To where now any free time I have, it is about seeking the Lord. There is no time to lose. If you people in America, you could see how Satanists are serving Satan, the devil, that they are fasting for the church to be destroyed. They are fasting for the pastor to be destroyed.
In other words, what she's saying is the devil's people are seeking the devil, shouldn't God's people be seeking him even more?
Yes.
You need a fire. You need this book, The Blazing Holy Fire, for a donation of $18. Get it now. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order only line 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.